Weather conditions in the Midwest today are expected to be favorable for established crops, but we will see some slowing in field work that will likely prevail for a while, taking us into next week perhaps. Eastern sections of the Midwest, including Ohio, Indiana, parts of Michigan, and eastern Kentucky, will probably see one more day of favorable field working opportunity today. And then the potential for rain to occur in just about every other day for the next week to 10 days will take place. However, with that statement made, not everybody in the Midwest will get rain every day, but we will see a high enough frequency of returning shower and thunderstorm activity that field work will be very slow across a big part of the Midwest. This includes the western Corn Belt as well as the eastern areas, and some of the rainfall in the west will be heavy at times. So we do expect Nebraska and parts of northeast Kansas into Iowa and Illinois, portions of Wisconsin and Minnesota to see some 1 to 3 and local 4-inch plus amounts of rainfall over the next 7 days. That will be plenty wet enough that not much field work will occur. And like I said, it's spread out over multiple days. It's not just a single day event. So we're not expecting to see widespread flooding to occur in this situation, but we do anticipate the frequency of rain to be high enough to keep farmers out of their fields for a while longer. And that could be of interest as we get closer to the last of the planting dates coming up around June 20th. Well, the majority of the Midwest will see warm temperatures while the rain is occurring. That's probably the best news, and it will promote some very good early season corn development, and the crops that were established earlier on will likely see some aggressive plant development rates. There will be, though, some promotion of wet weather disease for the soft wheat crop as well as the hard red winter wheat crop in the U.S. plains. These areas will see a very warm and moist environment likely over a big part of the next week to 10 days, and that usually will result in some expansion of disease and fungus across some of these areas. There will also be some concern about harvest progress in the southern plains because of rain, although the frequency of rain in Oklahoma and Texas will probably not be as high as it will be in the heart of the Midwest or central plains, and so the impact is not expected to be quite as bad as you might imagine. The driest areas in the U.S. are going to be from the U.S. Delta, the lower Mississippi River Basin area, eastward into Alabama, maybe western parts of Georgia, and northwestern Florida. This particular region will go without much precipitation for a week to a week and a half, and then we'll likely run into a good chance for some showers and thunderstorms to offer some temporary relief from the dryness. My guess is that we'll see more dry weather, though evolve a little bit later in the summer in that region, so that makes the rain that does occur next week extremely important and carrying crops as long as possible before stress evolves. The daily high temperatures in the Midwest today through the weekend will likely be in the 70s and lower 80s. That will be sufficient enough to keep the evaporation rates high and help to firm the soil between rain events. But the problem is the rain events are occurring fairly frequent. Low temperatures at night are expected to drop back into the 50s and even some lower 60s periodically. And that will likely continue to promote crop development during the nighttime hours, enforcing some need for rest for the crops. And a little bit cooler weather would certainly be welcome. But none of this is extreme. In fact, most of the crops that will be subjected to these conditions will likely develop in an aggressive manner. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.